Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, good Saturday afternoon. I am not your host, Gary Wellings. I'm your host, Ed Bondarenka. Gary, at the very last minute this morning, decided the dog ate his homework. He couldn't show up. So, sitting in here is my special guest host, Senator Patrick Kolbeck. He's our governor-to-be, and along with him is my good friend, Rick Dietering.
Yeah, I'm just like chopped liver sitting here.
Just now.
Right.
So, yeah, just and my good friend Chopped Liver, yep. Pastor Chopped Liver. So, what we do is we do the Drift Radio Show, and if you want to know what's going on, we have the Daily Drift. It's where you want to go for
the news you need to know.
Oh, thank you. At least you got your side right. I was bollocksing mine. So
I told you, give me a line, I can deal with it. And anything more than that, I'm gone.
Well, you know, a lot of collusion's in the news lately. So if you want collusion, we got collusion. We got collusion with thedailydrift.com and the Current newspaper, currentonline.com. We're a media empire. We exist to bring you the news
that you need to know.
Thank you. Here in the Drift, we go over the news of the week from thedailydrift.com. Gary aggregates the news so you don't have to go all around the web to find it. You don't need Drudge. Trust me. You don't need Drudge. You want the real thing, dailydrift.com. Take advantage of it.
And it's right. The news you need to know.
That's good. That's really good. We'll keep doing that through the show. That'd be great. So right now I want to talk about a sponsor, Dalton Environmental. Dalton Environmental is a duck cleaning company, among other things. And you know, if you don't need your ducks cleaned, then don't let them out of the house. However, if you have forced air heating and cooling, you have air ducts that need cleaning. And if you go to the Current newspaper, either your paper copy or Current Online, you can get a $25 off antimicrobial coupon. And I got to tell you, I've used Dalton's commercially. I used to be a maintenance supervisor. And we had an office, and we had some guys do work on the air conditioners. And what they did was they disrupted things so that stuff was actually coming out every time the air compressors, air conditioners came on, and stuff was falling on people's desks. Now, that's the obvious stuff. So if anybody does anything, you may not notice the stuff that gets dislodged and ends up in your lungs, so to speak. So one thing you'd like to do is you'd like to get your ducts clean so that you have healthy, happy employees. They're not sick. They're not at home watching MSNBC or CNN. They're actually slaving away for you where they're supposed to be. So invest in your employees. Get your ducts clean. And the same thing goes true in your home.
I got to go with this whole thing. Your employees slaving away. You are a maintenance supervisor, so your entire job was sitting and watching other people work.
My job was our motto, the maintenance motto, so that others might work. That's the maintenance motto. Yep. Right. So once again, you want to call Dalton's. That's 1-877-325-8667. Call Kelly and schedule it today. So thank you. So I slaved hard when Gary called off this morning, putting together a show, did all kinds of stuff, and then Senator Patrick Kolbeck says, hey, would you like to talk? And I says, yeah, I'll throw all this hard work away and we'll talk. So in the last hour, when Pastor Rick had him on his show, well, actually, we had him on Linda's show, and once again, let's continue to pray for Linda, yeah. If you don't mind. Lord Jesus, I ask you right now that you would bring healing to Linda and bring her back to us quickly. Amen. Hope that didn't offend anybody, but if it did, it's your problem. So, once again, we're talking to Patrick Kolbeck, who wants to be governor, should be governor, and you need to do everything you can to make him the governor of this great state. Last hour, he was on Linda's show, which Rick was hosting, and I called in and asked about driver responsibility fees, which I think are an absolutely horrendous remnant of an absolutely horrendous despotic regime under the Democrats of Jennifer Granholm. Yeah. Of course, we still have Jennifer Granholm as governor, so we haven't seen anything done about this yet. But if you're not familiar with driver responsibility fees, Basically, if you get caught, you get a ticket. You get a driver's responsibility fee. You get billed twice for your ticket, particularly if it's something like driving without insurance or driving with an expired license or an expired tag or, you know, who knows all the different intricacies the government can throw at you just to make you pay them money. So now you get a ticket. You get a $200 ticket for driving without a driver's license. And then the next thing you know, you get a driver responsibility fee of $200. Well, why were you driving without a license? Oh, because you were broke and couldn't afford it right now. And you were waiting until the next paycheck came. Oh, well, why are you broke? Because you're at poverty level. Well, why is that? Because the government keeps taking all your money away from you, right? Senator Colbeck, please.
Well, in engineering parlance, that's called a positive feedback loop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for people that have been at events where somebody walks in with a microphone in front of a speaker, you get the same effect.
That's
what it's happening. It's making a bad problem even worse because the problem why people aren't buying insurance is because they can't afford it in the first place. So, of course, you're going to put on a fee that they can't afford to go off and pay to keep them from being able to get the money to buy that insurance. And I think that's something that I've heard, in particular in the House, where there's a lot of discussions over finally waiving that that driver responsibility fee and kind of hitting the reset button for folks so that they can get right-wise in regards to their insurance. Now, we still got the problem of high cost of insurance. That's not going to solve that part of it, but it is going to help lower or help put some more dirt into the hole that they've been sitting in for that and make it a little bit easier for them to jump out of it when it comes to being able to afford responsible insurance. So that is something I think we're going to see some action on going forward. And by the way, I just want to shout out to Gary here. Sorry. So I know we've been trying to get on the show for a bit here, and
you guys
have been working hard.
Gary.
And so I guess you were talking about being a maintenance supervisor, you know, doing the work that so that others may work or whatever. And this is so that I'm here so that others may rest today. So, Gary, enjoy the rest. So,
actually, I'm an automation engineer by trade. I did that for a while because I was in maintenance for
control systems?
Yes, exactly.
NC?
PLCs, robots.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the fun stuff.
I'm getting text messages. I'm in here. We need you this afternoon. I'm saying, hey, man's got to have his priorities, right?
Well, that's actually one of those fields that's very much in demand right now. And
now, yes, you talked. I'm cutting you off. I'm sorry, that's rude.
Yeah, no,
cutting a guest off. But nonetheless, you talked earlier about jobs. Where was that website?
If you go to morninginmichigan.com, there's a link on there called Jobs Near You. It'll take you right to Michigan Talent Connect. I've got a filter set up so that it's within 30 miles of Canton, Michigan, which is the center of my district, but it'll show you all the places that are within driving distance just within our district. And it's over 30,000, almost 31,000 job openings.
I know that. You know why? Because a number of them are of the company I work for. Now, I prefer to work in Canton.
Yeah.
For years, I've worked at different factories and manufacturing plants in Canton when possible. I like the drive. I like the area. I don't live in your district, unfortunately. I live in, and I know it's different. It's a different congressional district. I live in Dingell's district.
Sorry about that.
Walbury's district. Yeah, I know. But one problem that we have at the plant is we have lines that go down because somebody calls off or we just don't have enough manpower. And we're not talking about rocket science. I know I'm talking to a rocket scientist, but we're not talking about rocket science. We're talking about a job that people with a high school education, or you think even less, have learned the skills, OJT, on the job. We hire them in. They work around the machine. They may drive a high-low. They get familiar with it. We show them how. Next thing you know, they are producing laser-welded parts.
Yeah.
You know? And they are jogging a robot around to make corrections on positioning. And these are guys that are not scientists.
And it feels good to make something, too.
And it's made in the USA, and the reason that we have to work weekends a lot of times is because guys are getting burned out because we have to work weekends because other people haven't shown up.
Yeah.
We can't get enough skilled, not even skilled. By skilled, I mean people who have a good job ethic, who can pass a drug test and are breathing and can lift 50 pounds when necessary.
Well, for a lot of years, there was a kind of an elitist vision of how every kid should graduate from high school and go into college and university. And as somebody who's gone through and got my bachelor's degree and master's degree in aerospace engineering, I know that ain't the end-all, be-all. I still remember in grad school, I went off and I had the best design for a rocker arm. I mean, it was the most structurally way-optimized design you could ever go off and do. But in order to get credit for the program, I had to machine it to spec. and I could not machine it to spec for the life of me. And I learned the value of skilled trades. My grandpa he owned his own garage out at Lanyo and McGraw and Campbell out in Detroit. He had his own mobile gas station.
Cool.
He could fix anything until he got Parkinson's, and then they went to this thing called a fuel injector instead of a carburetor, and it made life a little bit more complicated. But he could fix anything. And I really was so proud of him because he would be well into his 70s and 80s. He could fix pretty much anything that was going wrong. And that takes a special skill set. And for too long, people have looked down upon that skill set like it's something we shouldn't go off and pursue. And they say, well, this is an information technology world. Not everything's information technology,
guy. You need a welder.
Oh, heck yeah. I still got a leaky toilet that is nagging the heck out of me that I think I fix it, and it's not fixed. So there's always an issue that goes on there that takes somebody that's willing to take the time on a specific skill set that we all have different callings in life and different affinities for different areas that we like, and we should start promoting that, not poo-pooing it.
I like the commercial that Dan Martin does for Rourke Plumbing on this station, where the guy comes to the door to date the judge's daughter, and he says, are you a doctor? No. Click.
Oh, plumber.
Are you a lawyer? No. Click. Yeah. Well, I work for Rourke Plumbing. Oh, come on in.
No, I remember. Actually, I was a plumber for Space Station. That's what I did. I did the O2N2 lines up on
that's
station.
Cool. Yeah. Rick, you're uncharacteristically silent.
The news you need to know.
Well, thank you.
I was given one thing to say. That's it. Don't ask me to say more than that.
All righty. So there was another subject we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because I didn't write it down, I've totally forgotten.
You're probably talking about committee assignments and things like that.
Yes, exactly. Arlen.
Yeah. Well, in the last show, American Dream, we were talking a lot about the idea of principles and promoting principled solutions. Well, suffice it to say, the short story is that there are people that don't want you sticking to principles when you get up into public service. And I ran into that quite a bit up in the Michigan legislature. Most recently, a lot of people heard that I was removed from all committee assignments in the Michigan Senate. And I'll talk
about. So you got a lot of time on your hands now, right?
No, well, I mean, this means that now I'm not getting the details on the bill during committee. I have to go off and look at all the different bills that are coming up. I was sitting on judiciary. 90% of the bills that come through the Senate come through judiciary. It's a bill factory, pretty much. And so,
lawyers.
Yeah, so I always had a good chance to hear the arguments pro and con on different legislation when it came through. I don't have that insight as much anymore. So for me, I haven't lost my responsibility to the citizens of the 7th Senate District. It just means it's a little bit harder to go off to do that. Ultimately, it was done to muzzle me. And the timing of it, just to put it in context, came right after the GOP leadership conference up at Mackinac Island, where we surprised the heck out of the deep state establishment, if you will, and got quite a bit of support in straw poll. And this is all the folks that are typically not looking at Tea Party radicals like myself for support. And we got over 18% of the vote, and that was when 150 of our supporters, and there's a total sample size around 1,200, 150 of our supporters were not even allowed to vote because they didn't have the credentials to do so. Plus, a lot of our supporters would not vote because they were using it for data mining, and they said, well, I don't want to give them my data. And so there's a little bit of that going on as well. But the presence was very strong. We had people with Colbeck shirts all over the island, and it freaked them out. So coming out in the wake of that, I believe that what he was trying to do was silence a voice.
Yeah.
And the history on this goes back well beyond the GOP leadership conference. So I think it's important for people to understand this. I'm the only returning senator after the 2014 election that did not receive any chairmanships. Chairmanships are very powerful positions. Mm-hmm. They can hold up bills, and they're used for horse trading between movement of different bills in different chambers and between your colleagues, right? And previously, I was state chair. I was the chair of the State Police and Department of Military and Veterans Affairs budget. I had an exemplary record as a chair for those departments. We converted their budget from essentially here's a bunch of money. We'll talk to you again next year. Type of contract to a performance-based service level agreement. And I said, here are all the services that each of you provide, here are the quality expectations for these, and here's the capacity metric assumptions around them, and we're going to go off and track how you're doing against these metrics every quarter. And it's what I used to do in the professional arena.
Yeah, I do that at work. We do that at work.
Yeah. Right. It's what gets measured gets done. And what we found is that state police, by the time I was done, we converted what had been 4 out of the top 10 crime cities to just down in the whole country. Now we're down to 1. We had 10,000 rape kits that were thrust on us from the closure of the Detroit Crime Lab. It takes a long time to process DNA. Mm-hmm. And we actually got through all 10,000 kits. So now justice can be done for those victims. On the veteran side of the fence, we were one of the worst performing veteran service organizations. Only 4% of the claims we submitted to the VA were what they call fully developed. By the time I was done, that was over 52%. We were ranked number 2 in the country.
Wow.
So stellar
as
performance
veteran,
on that.
I appreciate that. As a veteran, you appreciate that?
I certainly do.
But I just want to highlight, that was I did not receive any chairmanships. And that was kind of frustrating. It wasn't based on performance. So I sat down with the Senate Majority Leader afterwards, and I said, Arlen Meekhoff. And I said, what's going on here? Why didn't I receive any chairmanships? And he goes, number one, you were too vocal in your opposition to Medicaid expansion, which is Section 2001 of Obamacare. I'm on the right side of the Republican position. Mm. Number two, he said you were too vocal in your opposition to Common Core standards.
Mm.
Number three, he said you underperformed in your district for your election. And mind you,
what?
I underperformed.
You got elected, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. No. But here, they had to put money in from the caucus to go off and get across the finish line, or at least that's their rationale on it. And I just said, put this in context. I was the one who led the effort to make Michigan the 24th right-to-work state. I'm coming from Wayne County, the home of the UAW. I was targeted by the National Democratic Party. When we were putting out fundraising appeals in the wake of the passage of right-to-work, those fundraising appeals weren't talking about the senior pension tax. They weren't talking about Medicaid expansion. They weren't talking about gas taxes for roads. They were talking about right-to-work. And we made all those fundraising appeals, the money that we got into the Republican coffers were because people were actually happy that Republicans actually stood up for things like freedom of assembly again. And so when he says I underperformed on the district, well, in context, I'm in the most expensive district that we have in the state Senate, San Diego, Wayne County. It's the most expensive media market. So
That explains what happened there then.
Yeah,
frustrating. We're going to take a call right now.
Real quick question before that call.
No, you're the caller.
Oh, okay. I am the caller. All right, let me get on my phone here. With all the stuff that you're talking about facing with the difficulty because you oppose the Republican left agenda.
It's swamp politics.
Yeah, swamp politics. You got a number of town halls coming up.
Yep.
Are we going to be able to see a good town hall with you and the Attorney General at the same place answering questions and being responsible, talking to the citizens in an open forum together?
The Attorney General does not want to speak side by side with me. He's made that abundantly clear. We've had back in Traverse City.
That's because all the crowds are chanting your name.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this started before the McComb event. That's actually in Traverse City. I was up at an event. We paid a speaking fee to be able to go off and address people and introduce them. When I got up, or when they were going off and announcing all the speakers, I was the only one left off the dais because his campaign had worked with the leaders to make sure that I didn't get a chance to speak.
Did you get a refund?
No. So same thing happened out in Macomb County. Macomb County Republican. Remember Steve Bannon came out back when he was in good graces with everybody.
now you don't know.
Yeah, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord. So, but this is a case where We had established that, once again, we paid for a speaking fee. This is going to have international, national, and local media on it, TV cameras all over the place. We had arranged so that we would be in the car ride with Steve Bannon on the way from the airport to the event. And we had arranged that when he got to the event, because our folks were involved in the planning of it, they would be seated at the table with Mr. Bannon, right in line with all the TV cameras and everything else between the podium and the cameras. And when we got to the event, we were told, you're not speaking. And not only that, but our tables were pushed out of camera range, and also there was no opportunity to speak with them on the way in. When I was in the VIP room, which we paid for to get any access to it and you get pictures, I was immediately shoved away from Steve Bannon when we were approaching him for the photo. They didn't want us to have any communications at all. Meanwhile, the Attorney General had an hour with Steve Bannon on the way there. Now, it is all about denying communication and denying access, denying any opportunity for name recognition. And I'm getting a little cheesed off, I got to admit, on this. And so the
so that's why you're here speaking to Southeast Michigan.
Absolutely.
That's why you write
columns. Well, the whole world, actually. This is all on the internet, right?
That hits yeah. over 30,000 homes, you know. So
yeah, so we're getting in a series of town halls, to your point. And we set it up and we invited the Attorney General to participate in that. It was me and two other candidates, Lieutenant Governor and also a doctor out of Saginaw. We said, let's have an open discussion of this of solutions. Let's see, you pick the best man based on what you're hearing. If it resonates, people will vote for you. If it doesn't resonate, vote for somebody else. But we want to have that open discussion. And, of course, the Attorney General decided he's not going to participate. Well, right now what he's doing is he's playing games with that Monday event, and they're trying to redefine the rules associated with that exercise. They've actually got a rule that was specifically added in deference to him because he's been making so many contributions to this, to the Kent County GOP, that they want to make sure that they don't do any, that we can't say anything. They're essentially putting a muzzle on what we can or can't talk mm-hmm. about. So that we don't reflect negatively on one of their biggest donors. What's different?
Sounds like politics to me.
What's different between that approach and paying them off to go off and take a certain policy directive and paying an elected official to take a certain policy position on a particular bill or piece of legislation? There is no difference. And if this is any indicator of how he would plan on serving as governor, people pay attention. I mean, when we talk about drain the swamp, when we talk about this kind of bad behavior that people are sick and tired of from their elected officials, this is, I had no personal grudge against the Attorney General. I just didn't think he was a person to lead us in the right direction. Mm-hmm. The stuff that I'm seeing, whether it's Traverse City or Macomb or what's going on with these town halls, I'm getting less and less enamored with the gentleman.
It's a matter of character. That is being, you know, obvious. So that's... And if anybody got lost on that, you know, went too fast for you,
sorry.
You know, check out the dailydrift.com. The audio link will be there probably tonight. Spreaker, Talk America, something or other.us. Listen to the other episodes. They'll tell you I get it wrong all the time.
I have to say, I've known the senator since 2010. When I first met him, he was running for office. He didn't talk to me about.
You're not
office
much
stuff.
Of a character reference, right? I mean, come on.
He talked about his faith in God. Okay, that's the first time I met him. I listened to his speeches. I've watched him in office. The senator has been on the same track that he's always been since 2010. He's always been a staunch conservative. He doesn't play games. He is not part of the swamp. He has been trying to drain the swamp before that became a thing. And to see the Attorney General play these games, or any other politician plays these games, just shows you what the problem really is in politics. A lot of people play it as games and not the future of this state or this nation. And this is why I appreciate this man right here.
You going to get a Trump endorsement?
Well, the Attorney General has got 30 decades of connections out in D.C., and that was enough to get him a tweet from President Trump.
I heard about the tweet, but it's not an endorsement.
No, and that's but he's pitching it as if it's an endorsement, and the president hasn't come back and said, no, it's not really an endorsement. Since then, he has had a full-fledged endorsement from the VP, so which is he's very respected.
That.
Yeah, so, but the thing about that is that...
But you've got Sean Hannity behind you.
Yeah, we like our endorsement, but the biggest thing is the people that elected President Trump in Michigan, mm-hmm. those are the folks that are with us. It's the Trump right. grassroots team. It's the Cruz grassroots team. It's the leaders around that are really supporting us. And I, for the sake of the president, I hope he wakes up to understand he got some bad advice from whoever told him to go off and tweet that out for the Attorney General because
it brings Alabama to mind again. He backed the wrong horse. And he has some people, some advisors in Washington. He doesn't, let's face it, President Trump doesn't know every person running for office in the country. And he's basing it on what people are giving him. And unfortunately, the only one who's giving him information about Michigan right now is people that are in the swamp.
Yeah. So, I don't have an office in D.C.
So that's what's going on here. The only thing he knows is he's given one name and this is it. And, well, the swamp is the one giving him the information.
And the fact is, I actually helped him with the transition team, so with getting Free Market Advocates and HHS. So we've been helping out the president, and I've gone to over 10 mega rallies where the cameras are not on.
There's the music, Senator.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Hey, great to be with you guys.
Nice talking to you. Hope to see you again.
Maybe all right, not gonna lie,
Ed. And come on back after the break. We've got more to talk about.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Fayrone X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. Whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. A car bombing in Kabul has killed nearly 100.
The head of the United Nations mission in Afghanistan is calling this attack, quoting now, an atrocity. Not only because of the death toll and the great number of people who were injured, but because an ambulance, a vehicle that is so often associated with saving lives, was used to transport the bomb. The Taliban have taken responsibility. A government spokesman says four people have now been arrested.
Fox's David Lee Miller, more than 150 were wounded. President Trump prepping for Tuesday's State of the Union address, his first.
There are many legislative priorities the president could lay out, from infrastructure to immigration. He also may bring up things that have already passed, like tax reform. Until he speaks, it's a bit of a guessing game, but most political analysts expect the economy to be a major focus.
Fox's Ellison Barber, Massachusetts Representative Joe Kennedy will deliver the Democratic response. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
February events at Leslie Science and Nature Center include Superb Owl Sunday, Critters Up Close, Worms and Friends, Parents Night Out, Animal Engineers, Fireside Fun, a good old-fashioned campfire circle, Nature Story Time, and Nature Tykes preschool program. Leslie Science and Nature Center is located at 1831 Traver Road in Ann Arbor. To learn more, call 734-997-1553 or visit lesliesnc.org. Washtenaw County Sheriff Emergency Services, in conjunction with the National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac, is offering Skywarn spotter training free of charge to anyone 18 years of age or older interested in being trained in severe weather identification, protection, and reporting procedures. The course is 1.5 hours long, and identification codes are issued to all who complete the program. Takes place on Thursday, February 22nd from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Saline Alternative High School Liberty School Auditorium, 7265 Saline Ann Arbor Road, located 1 mile north of U.S. 12 in Saline. And on Saturday, April 7th from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Washington Street Education Center Auditorium, 500 Washington Street, west off of Freer Road, north of Old U.S. 12 in Chelsea. Check-in begins 30 minutes before posted starting times. Class sizes are limited, so you must pre-register either electronically on the web at emergency.ewashtenaw.org or by calling 734-973-4900. Provide your name, phone number, class date, and verify that you are at least 18 years of age.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com. Wham Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 oh
welcome back to The Drift with your host, Ed Bondarenka, and your co-host, Rick Dietering.
The news you need to know.
Yeah, perfect. So, that music that you were just playing, I'm sorry, I had to talk over it. You know how it is, sometimes you get put on hold and you say, hey, don't pick up yet, I don't want to hear that. So, basically the music you heard is the Depot Town Big Band out of Ypsilanti. And it's been my pleasure to be associated with them. And I wanted to tell you that they're going to be doing a St. Patty's Day dance March 17th.
That's go figure. That is the day of St. Patrick's Day,
wow,
I think. Yeah. It always falls on the 17th.
And it's going to be at the Tri-County Sportsman's League. Now, it's $10 a person for this dance. It's 7 to 10 p.m. at night. And on, what, the 17th, right? St. Patty's Day. And so it's a dance. $10 a person. If you're a Tri-County Sportsman League member, it's $15 per couple, includes snacks and one drink ticket per person. Tickets are at Hobbs Restaurant in Ypsilanti, or they're available at the Tri-County Sportsman's League Bar. That's at 8640 Moon Road in Saline, and you can call them at 734-429-9561. I'm telling you, folks, this is a great big band. No, it's not a great big band. There's only 15 guys, but it's a great big band.
It still
experience.
Qualifies as a big band, yeah, compared to most bands today, which has three musicians and a bass player.
Yeah.
You notice I broke that off.
Oh, and the audio engineer. You got to
the audio engineer. St. Patrick's Day. Always a party there.
Yep.
And you get one drink ticket, right?
Yeah.
That's what I said?
I tell you, and for, I think it's 7 o'clock, from 7 to 8, they're going to do really dancing prep. So basically, if you're rusty dancing, they're going to work with you on it. This is a great band. I'm really thrilled that I've got them coming to our church. They're actually going to play our annual Valentine's dinner at our church. We're doing it different this year.
Fantastic.
And they're going to play for us.
See, I have a German last name, but you know, my great-great-grandfather married an Irish woman. My grandfather married an great-grandfather married an Irish woman. My grandfather and my father married an Irish woman. So I've got a lot of Irish blood in me. I got smart. I married a Greek. You know, but yeah, it's.
I've experienced a lot of anti-Irish discrimination.
Not as much as you think, because I'm not that old. I'm not that old, first of all.
You weren't fleeing the potato famine.
It just caught me when that drink ticket. You know, God invented alcohol just to keep the Irish from ruling the world.
It's worked.
So.
All right. So, the big news this week has been immigration. And the big news along the immigration has been Trump and what he's willing to offer the Democrats for an immigration package. And the other big news is how the Democrats have been saying that's not enough, it's a slap in the face, it's white supremacy, it's bigotry. I'd like to read to you, and I see Joe's on the phone. I'm going to have to ask you to wait a second, Joe. Looks like another phone line's lit up, too. I want to read you real quickly what the White House framework is. This is an actual posting from the White House, not what you've heard on news across the political spectrum. Department of Homeland Security must have the tools to deter illegal immigration, the ability to remove individuals who illegally enter the United States, and the vital authorities necessary to protect national security. So here's the measures below, minimum tools necessary to mitigate the rapidly growing surge of illegal immigration. $25 billion trust fund for the border wall system. Close crippling personnel deficiencies. Get more DHS people in border security. Hiring and pay for performance. Deter illegal entry. Get rid of catch and release. Ensure detention and removal of criminal aliens, gang members, violent offenders, and aggravated felons. Ensure the prompt removal of illegal border crossers, regardless of country of origin. Okay, then DACA, 10 to 12-year path to citizenship with requirements for work, education, and good moral character. I myself would like to add military service. Clear eligibility requirements to mitigate fraud and status is subject to revocation for criminal conduct or public safety and national security concerns. Protect the nuclear family. Promote nuclear family migration by limiting family sponsorships to spouses and minor children only. For citizens and LPRs. So that's not just the DACA people. That's right. For citizens and, okay, ending extended family chain migration and then apply these changes prospectively, not retroactively, by processing the backlog, and eliminate the lottery and repurpose visas. Okay? That's it. And the Democrats are screaming.
They are, and it's all about, in the end, is we are taking away their voter base, and that's how they see it. You get rid of the illegals, you get rid of the Democrat voter base, which I think actually in a lot of ways really supports the original claim by the president that of people illegally voting, that we're here illegally. I don't see the problem with this one little understanding. If you're here illegally, there's that word illegal means something. If your parents brought you over here illegally, sure, you were a minor, you were not capable of doing it, your parents broke the law. Should there be something done for them? Only if they're going to stop the problem from continuing.
Okay.
If they're going to stop the problem from continuing, if people coming over here, in other words, build the wall, get more security down there, get more ways to prevent people from coming over there, bring in heavier punishment for those who hire illegals, do all of this, and chain migration, which is a yep. huge thing. I cannot believe what Schumer did with that term chain migration. Absolutely unbelievable.
Schumer's an idiot.
It's a term that's been used for a long time to imply exactly what it is just chaining down and bringing people over from Mexico continually. Yep. Schumer says, well, it brings into connotations of those who came over as slaves in chains. So let's change the conversation from chain migration.
Yeah.
No, stop changing meanings of words and things.
Let's take a break from this. I want to get back to this, but I have a feeling, I know Joe, he's going to call in, he's going to change the subject. So I want to stay focused on this, but I don't want to blow up.
He's going to say the news you need to know. Go ahead.
Well, he did give us a plug in your show. So, right. Derek, would you bring him on? You know I have a habit of hanging up on Joe.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, well, I was perusing the dailydrift.com.
Where is that? Where is that for?
Pastor Rick, somebody nudge Pastor Rick.
Oh, and the news you need to know.
There you go. Thank you, God.
I got one line, and I'm not going to blow it.
Now I know how Gary feels.
Yeah, and I came across a story that'll make Pastor Rick happy, I'm sure, because he likes to discuss sports every once in a while. And I wish I would have seen it earlier. I would have called into the Stone Cold Sports Show and discussed it. Maybe Derek can weigh in now. But I see the XFL may make a return for 2020 and give us an alternative to the NFL.
After what happened this week, Joe, just to let you know, I don't know if you're familiar with this. I'm going to be talking about it on my show.
Go ahead, plug your show. That's all right.
The veterans tried to put a 30-second commercial on Super Bowl. Hashtag please stand. And the NFL said it's too political and kicked the veterans to the curb from buying that spot.
Well, I'm not going to stop watching the NFL then because I don't watch them already for what they've done.
Right. I mean, how much more can they slap? Now they've taken our national anthem, they slapped down our national anthem, they slapped down our flag, and now they're going to sit there and totally insult our veterans and not let them run a commercial that just says, please stand.
But they'll pay those clowns to take a knee.
Yep.
That's a stand. They've taken a political stand right there. Joe?
Absolutely, I agree, and I just hope that this is something for real and not wishful thinking. I hate that it would wait till 2020. I wish they could start it up next year, but obviously it takes time to get all the things together and the ducks in a row, and I did not see anything in the article about whether there was any sort of TV contract at all. Again, maybe Derek knows more. Because obviously these leagues, unfortunately, survive on some form of TV contract revenue generally.
Okay, you got anything else?
Well, if you want to get back to immigration, I'll be happy to weigh in on that topic.
You have 30 seconds.
Okay. Bernie Madoff, to use the liberal logic, should his sons get to keep the stolen money? After all, it's the only life they knew, and it was no fault of their own that Bernie stole the money. So why shouldn't Bernie's kids get to cash in on Bernie's crimes?
Yeah,
and that's all I got to say about DACA. Deport them all.
Okay. All right. Well, good talking to you, Joe. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening.
Take care.
Thanks
God
for
bless,
calling
guys.
In. God bless you. Love you. Bye. Okay, then. Derek, would you play for me the one cut about Tucker DACA ungrateful?
Josa Arce is an immigrant and a former Dreamer, and she joins us tonight, I believe, from Los Angeles. Josa, thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me on again, Tucker.
So, look, there may be things about this plan you don't like. There are definitely things that I don't like about it. But it's hard to see how a plan that gives legalization, amnesty, and a path to citizenship for more than 2 million people here illegally, none of them white, is white supremacy. How does that work?
Well, I think we have to take a step back and look at this from the beginning. The reason why we're in this chaos situation of young people's lives being on the line is because the president rescinded DACA, the program that gave undocumented young people the ability to work and go to school and drive and pay taxes. He ended that program, and that is why we're in this situation. And let's be very clear.
Did Trump end DACA? Is DACA ended right now?
It goes until March.
Till March, okay, but it's not ended right now, right?
No, and what he did say when he brought an end to it is the way this was done was illegally. This is up to Congress to pass such a law.
Yep.
This is not up to the president, so I'm doing it away from it so Congress can do it properly.
But he gave them time to deal with it,
He
right?
gave them time to deal with it. He gave them until March. And then with that in mind, he says, hey, I'm willing to work with you on DACA. Here's all I want is I want to keep this problem from continuing to happen. Build a wall and chain migration. Now, the whole list that you just read off from Homeland Security, this is what needs to happen to keep illegals from coming over here so we don't have to face this problem again two years down the road.
Yep. So, Derek, would you continue, please?
Since you want to do that in spew propaganda, no, stop.
Hang
no, no, no. No,
just,
no. I'm going to ask you a question.
It's my turn to speak.
I don't believe it is. Right? I want to ask.
Listen, it was Donald Trump who ended the DACA program, and he did so because he wanted to hold hostage and use as bargaining chips the lives of 800,000 undocumented people who have been here their entire lives, who are American in every single way, and now
except being
what we're
an
trying
American.
To do is to create a second-class citizen. Okay, that's what this program does.
Okay.
It says
so. Are you
that
not
the
going
Dreamers
to answer my
become,
question? This is giving people who are here illegally are getting amnesty and a path to citizenship, which is what you've been asking for, and you're calling that white supremacy. None of those people
yes,
are white. So how
price?
Is it white supremacy?
But at Derek, what thanks. Price?
You know, I got to tell you, I love watching Tucker Carlson. I love watching Brett Baer, but sometimes I just have to fast forward because I time delay them a little bit so I can zip through commercials, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I got to zip through some of this stuff sometimes because it was great when he first came on. Wow, he's really giving them an argument. But not a lot of these people, you just heard that. She's not even listening to him. It's just talking points. It's just rattle, 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 rattle. He asks a question. They don't answer the question. They go on with their talking points.
And he says, what? You're not going to answer my question. You hear that in every interview.
Okay, yeah, and then he hangs up on him, so to speak, you know, takes him off the air. This woman is just an idiot. She says, they're Americans, or you're going to be a different – she goes on to say, you're going to give us a different kind of citizenship than you have because you can bring your parents in, but I can't bring my parents in. Wait a minute. My parents are citizens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have to bring my parents in. I don't have to bring my brothers and sisters in. There is a distinct difference here. And I like the point where she said, he says, well, you came here illegally. And she says, well, I didn't come here illegally. Oh, really? And she says, no, I came here on a tourist visa. Oh, and then you overstayed the visa. Yes. So she stayed
here over her visa, which means she stayed here illegally.
Yeah.
She broke the law.
And as far as I know, you see a lot of these people self-identify as illegal immigrants. And some of them, you see, they're practicing law. It's like, how does this happen?
I'm all for immigration. I'm going to say it right now.
I'm all for immigration.
My somewhere down the line came over here over a boat, you know, and moved here. I've got Irish German heritage. They came from Ireland and Germany, right? They were immigrants. I'm all for immigration. I don't care what country they come from as long as they're vetted and they do it legally.
Yeah.
And here's another thing. It used to be in this country, if you were going to come over here, you had to provide something beneficial to the country you're coming over. In other words, you weren't going to come over here and take somebody else's job. You're going to provide a service that no one else could fulfill. It used to be that way not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it was under Reagan.
Yep.
What's wrong with that idea? Fine, you want to move here, it's because you have something to offer this country, not that this country has welfare to offer you.
Yeah, you didn't come in because you were associated with somebody, you won a lottery number, or frankly, you're freeing hard economic conditions that you're passing off as.
We have a shortage of rocket scientists, you're a rocket scientist, come on over.
Well, that's how we got Wernher von Braun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or Oppenheimer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of these guys. I mean, some of our best scientists were immigrants. I'm not opposed to immigration either. Like I said, Grandpa was an immigrant. He came here. He worked in the coal mines, worked his way up. Dad went to college.
That's what
I'm where I am now. Yeah.
The whole Statue of Liberty is all about.
Yep. Yep.
But do it legally.
Yeah.
You know, and there's arguments been made. I remember the prior president to the one we have now made the argument of, well, look at it in the Bible. Abraham, he was an illegal immigrant into Egypt. No, he wasn't. No, yeah. He wasn't. Matter of fact, before he went into the land, he got message to Pharaoh to get permission for him to come mm-hmm. into that land,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then the Bible says, hey, we got to be like that. Israel says we have to be like that here when people come in. But the point is you ask before coming into somebody else's country.
Yes. Before Joseph brought his family in. Joseph was a revered immigrant. You know what
yes.
I mean? They says, hey, whatever, Joseph, you saved our country. You know, you right. want to bring your family here because there's a famine there? Fine.
Even then, it took permission to do so. What is wrong with continuing that tradition? We have borders for a reason. We have borders to protect. We don't let people just come willy-nilly into the country not being vetted. I'm sorry. Even if you have children, remember the old, you're old enough to remember the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
And the KGB and sleeper cells and Russians having sleeper cells where Russians were raised over here from the age of children mm-hmm. to be Russian spies. They weren't properly vetted.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, we're going to have Mexican spies, and then we have...
Same thing with Chinese also.
Or Chinese.
Yeah.
And by the way, what we find is a lot of things. We found a lot of people, Muslims, coming up across the southern border also, where mm-hmm. we found their prayer blankets and stuff, you know, that need control.
Building a wall. Build a wall. Like the whole, it's a negotiating process. Now, you got a lot of people say that a lot of people are afraid there's going to be a Republican civil war on this because Trump supposedly offered citizenship. But what he said here is this 10-year extended out citizenship, path to citizenship.
There's a path. And I think yes. at this point, if they were brought over here fail, as really. An infant and raised here, let's face it, where are you going to send these kids home to in Mexico?
Right. Yeah. And,
no,
and
I think there needs to be.
America is with that, down with that. We don't want to kick people out of here, but we want to.
Unless you're Joe.
Yeah, unless you're Joe from one.
I love Joe. But
or Todd from Whitmore Lake. No, Todd can stay. In fact, let's talk to Todd. Hey, Todd, you there?
I'm here. Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're here.
I think I am.
Yeah, he's halfway here.
The news you need to know.
You stop that.
What do you got?
What do I got? Tell you what. Everybody needs to look up some of the immigration laws for some of these other countries. For instance, it sounds like Mexico has changed their tune since 2011. As prior years, anybody that was caught illegally, you got in prison, deported, you got caught again, you got in prison, and you just stayed for the most part. But
yep.
even New Zealand, at this point, from what I understand, they do exactly what you guys were talking about.
Be
able to have a service, a skill. They want to know how much money you're bringing in and what can you provide. And
yep.
then they'll decide whether you get to come or not. And a lot of people are denied.
And there's nothing wrong with that system at all.
Absolutely yeah. not.
You want to build a society that is beneficial, right?
Absolutely.
So bring
well,
people in that will help the society.
I tell you one thing else is that New Zealand, actually New Zealand is a very left, hard left country right now. It's hard to believe that. As far left as Australia has gone, New Zealand, I know people...
It's further left.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible how left they've gone. And yet, look at them and their immigration policy, like you're saying. Or, like you said, Mexico. Yeah.
Immigration is a left-right argument here in this country. It is not a left-right argument in any other country. In any other country, they protect their borders, yep. left or right. And so only here do we make it an issue of Republican or Democrat. It's an issue of protecting the borders. And we have to remember that is the job of the president,
mm-hmm.
is to make sure that our borders are protected.
Not only that, but it's also Congress. Everybody together, cumulatively, if I'm not mistaken, but think of it this way. Why does everybody else in the world get to have borders and immigration laws but the United States?
Yep, no one else has open borders.
Because of the Democratic Party. That's why. That's why. And we got to keep that straight. It's the Democratic Party who is looking for a voter base by increasing it through illegal or legal immigration, however they can get it, because they're going to lose their existing ethnic base, because the existing Hispanic base is primarily pro-America. A lot of them serve in the military. A lot of them don't want to see illegal immigrants come in. They're irresponsive to a lot of the Democratic appeals on this right now. I know a lot of these people. They're blacks, say like Walter and people like that who they're opposed to illegal immigrants coming in and taking jobs.
Right now, illegal immigrants are self-deporting at huge numbers because they know what's coming.
Yeah.
And so the Democrat voter base is going down.
Yeah, the illegal
right.
Democrat.
That's voter what I'm
base.
Saying. The illegals are.
Yeah.
Are
so now we're gonna have to they're gonna have to register more dead people. You know, Todd. Anything
that's
else?
Okay. Yeah. I hope when it's time for Lion Chuck Schumer, and with his voting base, I hope they just drop out and that he does not get back into office, because that guy needs to go.
Yeah, oh man, yeah. Him or can you imagine Nancy Pelosi as speaker again?
I was talking to someone the other day. He said, you know, the way politics are now, that it's getting away from voter apathy, that his grandfather has voted more in the last five election cycles than he ever has in his life. He's been dead for 30 years.
But yeah, there you go, yep. Well, Todd, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
All right, have a blessed day. So, one last thing I was hoping to get in real quick, and Derek, would you play that Darkest Hour clip, please? This is some audio from the movie The Darkest Hour with Winston Churchill, about Winston Churchill, I should say.
We must now select my successor and determine one man the opposition will accept.
He stands for one thing, and one thing only, himself.
Why have I been forced to send for Churchill? His record is a catastrophe.
Your Majesty.
It is my duty to invite you to take up the position of Prime Minister of this United Kingdom.
Okay, Derek, that's good. I want to get to the, we will fight them on the beaches, we will fight them, okay? I just want to point out real quick, you need to see this movie. And as you watch this movie, you may see a lot of similarities between Donald Trump and Winston Churchill. They were both vulgar. They were both opposed to or opposed by the elite in office. The king did not want to see Winston Churchill as the prime minister. Well, that's time to go. Doggone it. Went fast. You got any closing words, Phil? Rick?
Yeah, my name is Rick.
Yeah.
And I'll be on Moment of Clarity from 2 to 3. And you will not hear those words come out of my mouth next hour.
Oh, man. Well, look. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. Gary will be here. We'll obviously do a better job. God bless you.